Oh, nothing. It's just my day to eat. You humans should try eating the Naga way. Just eat a huge meal every few days. It saves time and you enjoy that one meal way more. Suit yourself. Just enjoy your cereal. I don't know. Who knows what happens here? Dear. I couldn't help it. You're making this way too fun. All right, let's just skip the pretense then. You know what's going on. You get breakfast after cuddles. We found out last time that you don't keep your promises. I mean, yeah, but I don't because I'm a demon snake, remember? Honestly, this is all on you for ever trusting me. It's like that story about the... What was it? The scorpion and the frog? Anyway, you're stuck with me. Especially because that nasty rumor's been going around that apartments inhabited by Nagas get cursed for 10 years. Now, whoever could have given people that idea? You'll never find a replacement for me at this rate. Sorry, but you're out of your league. I wouldn't do this to you if you just agree to be my on-call cuddle toy, though. Not that I mind too much, mind you. This is fun. Anyway, get over here. The sooner we cuddle, the sooner you can... Oh, come on now. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? You're not going to go hungry just to spite me, are you? Because you know I'll get my way eventually. Since that first time, I've managed to get cuddles from you every single day. Why do you think today is going to be any different? Well then, I guess you leave me no choice. I was saving this for a particularly juicy occasion, but... Take a look at this picture. Look real close. Oh, it's real. Real enough to fool everyone that knows you. It'd be so sad if this got leaked on the internet. Everyone would think that you... Hey! Quit it! Stop trying to... It's on the cloud! Deleting the picture off my phone won't do anything. Drop it. As I was saying, you gotta cuddle me if you want this gone. That's the deal. Yeah? You really think you're just going to walk away? All right then, let's see. What should the post say to get as many clicks as possible? You won't believe what this human tried to... Knew it. Get over here, you adorable little chump. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think your Naga roommate is being too mean? Snake, demon, what part don't you get? Besides, we both know I'm doing you a favor. You get to cuddle with the smoke and hot naga every day. And you get to play the unwilling participant act and pretend you still have your dignity. I ought to be charging for this. Now, get over here before I actually do. You fit just perfectly in my arms. You know that? Why would you want to miss out on this? We could be doing this basically all day, every day. What exactly is it that makes you want to try to push me away? Well, I always get my way in the end, so it doesn't matter that much. It's probably better this way, even. Outsmarting you every day is rewarding. You know, it's really too bad you made me play my trump card so early. I was gonna save it to get you to do something really fun. Let's just say that if you're still uncomfortable with just cuddles, then what I had in mind would be throwing you way into the deep end. Oh, but I haven't given up. We'll get to that eventually. I just have to set things up so that everything's perfect. Was that a little shiver I felt? You cold? Or are you thinking about what I've planned? Either way, I'm going to squeeze you a bit tighter. You know, it's been really nice getting to be in charge here. You might not believe it, but I'm not even all that nefarious of a schemer, at least for a Naga. Back home, you had to outsmart everyone to get anything, and there were always lines that I wasn't willing to cross. Well, mind control for one. If you can catch your victim unawares, you can make them do anything with a mind control spell. But I always thought that was so boring, even if it's so useful. And I don't have to resort to that with you. You're kind of a chump, but you're a cute chump. And hey, at least you didn't end up with a Naga that's worse than me. Right? They'd have you waiting on them hand and tail, 24/7. I actually plan on letting you enjoy yourself. This whole game of pretending that you're not into me is fun and all, but once you drop the act, we can really have some fun. Cuddling is just the beginning, although I do plan to do this daily. The human world is just so cold, and you're so warm. Trust me, you will enjoy it. In fact, I think you're enjoying things the way they are now, too. I think you like me being in control. That's why you keep making me force you to do this every day. Right? You like watching me prove that I'm in charge. Hey, there's no shame in it or anything. You'd be surprised how common that is. People want somebody that makes them feel safe. You humans just have to pretend that you feel differently for whatever reason. But it'd just be easier if you'd be upfront about it. Hey, can you turn yourself to the right a bit? I just want to get a little more comfortable. There we go. You've been heating up throughout this whole conversation. Don't think I didn't notice. That's perfect for me. I want you as hot as you can get. My comfort comes first, naturally. Maybe I should make you wait on me hand and tail. It would be awfully nice to have a cute little living mate to attend to my every want and need. Chill, I'm joking. Don't get so worked up. Though you do look adorable when you're angry. And it's not as if I could manage that even if I tried. Once I give up my blackmail material to you, I'm not going to have enough leverage for that sort of thing. That will be a shame, though. Who knows if I can get another secret that juicy to hang over you. You're a little boring. I doubt you have another skeleton in the closet. Maybe. I'll hang on to it. Listen. We already established that I'm comfortable breaking my word. You can call me all the nasty names you like. It's pretty funny. But I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do, and you just have to accept that. If you don't like it, you could always give in and be my willing cuddle toy. I'd be willing to compromise a tiny little bit with you if I don't have to twist your arm every single time. Sure, we could work out, like, a schedule or something. Maybe give you a rain check once a week. I don't know. Hey, suit yourself. It's up to you whether you want me to blackmail you every single time or not. I do hope that you don't take too long to start enjoying yourself, though. It's a shame to see you wasting all this time trying to fight it, even though you definitely like it. Oh well. Just a few more minutes and you can go and eat breakfast. And later, I just might be feeling greedy enough for more cuddles later.